Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We've got Rick Remsmeyer on from Ulster County Tourism, and I'll tell you, we had so much that we put in the last show. There's still more to cover, so we have Rick back again. We're focusing on the fall. We were thinking, you know, maybe there's things where it'd be nice if you can bring grandma with you and, you know, the kids can bring a couple of friends. What kind of things do you have that maybe, you know, you can load up a bunch of people and do?
Well, the fall season is probably our second most popular time that people come to vacation in our area. Summer, obviously, people, all their vacations love to come to Ulster County and the Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. But in the fall, one of the things that makes our area so attractive is all the farmers markets, the farm stands, and because farming, obviously, in our area is very big. So people come up, like I live in New Paltz, like mm-hmm. is in the southern part of Ulster County, and when the fall foliage starts, which is basically just around the corner, we have people lined up to get off the New Paltz exit on the New York State Thruway, sometimes a mile backed up because
wow.
there's so many farm markets and fruit stands. People love to go to the U-Pick to pick
yep.
their apples, pumpkins, and it's a great family affair. So that is something that is really popular in the fall.
Yeah, and you're getting good vegetables. I mean, you can find organic stuff in Ulster County. You're not seeing a lot of genetically modified junk. You're getting good stuff. Family farms that have been there for generations, a lot of them, you know?
Yes, you're correct. And the farm-to-table movement in Ulster County is huge. We have so many great restaurants, and people these days, they want to know what they're eating.
Yeah.
And it's great to go into a restaurant and say, you know, they're ordering whatever it is. It's local produce,
yep.
or whether it's fish or beef, locally produced, and we don't have all the chemicals and everything, so it's really terrific.
Yeah, and it's fresh, so you're getting the fresh stuff. That's a wonderful thing. The along with the farms, what happens along the river? What do you have involving the river? Because that's pretty popular. You have cruises, don't you? And things like
yes,
that.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Obviously, the Hudson River goes along Ulster County, and one of the things that is most popular in Kingston, we have the Hudson Valley Cruises, the Rip Van Winkle. It's a boat that goes out on the Hudson for a two-hour trip, and that is immensely popular. It's a lot of fun. You take it, it docks in the base of Broadway in Kingston, actually where our office is located, and it goes out, and you can have meals on there, drinks, and just enjoy a terrific cruise up and down the Hudson and see all the sights, not only Ulster County, but you can see Dutchess and all the things, the lighthouses, there's the Saugerties
yeah.
Lighthouse, the Kingston Lighthouse. There's all kinds of great vantage points. You can see the, you know, go up and see all the things in Rhinebeck and Rhinecliff. It's really a nice trip, and people really take advantage of it.
They're going north, or they're going north, I guess, if you're
they
going
go
to...
both. They actually go both. They go out of the dock, and they go south, and then they come back up north, and then come around to Kingston, where they redock. So there's a lot of and the landscape that you're seeing on both sides of the Hudson, Dutchess and Ulster, is breathtaking, particularly in the fall, and when you get the fall foliage and all the trees are turning. In addition to that, a lot of people have their own boats, and we have quite a large docking area with people with their own pleasure boats in Kingston, go up and down the Hudson, and there's kayaking, and so it's a really popular time of the year, and the weather is perfect right now.
Oh, it really is. Yep. And I've got to say, across the river, there's a lot of historic mansions, so when you're taking a cruise or you're out on the water, you can see all those properties, which are kind of pretty from the other side. You know, you always see them from the Dutchess County side, but you never see them from the riverside, which is kind of nice. So,
no question. I mean, and you look across Dutchess, of course, you have the Vanderbilt Mansion and the Roosevelt Library. The CIA is just across from Ulster County, so there's all kinds of activities on both sides of the river.
Yeah. So the river, you don't want to miss it. How about, like, if you've got a a nice size county. Maybe give us some routes if somebody wants to just take a nice foliage drive and they could stop at the farms along the way and just have a, you know, nice day out.
The county is huge. It's the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Wow.
And the one thing that is really nice about Ulster County is it's conveniently located off the New York State Thruway. So you have three exits. As I mentioned, New Paltz is the most southern, and then Kingston's next, and then Saugerties. And there's the farm markets are all over our county. I suggest that people, they can start, they can get off at the New Paltz exit. There's a lot of different farm markets and U-picks on that exit. You can go back east and then south towards Marlboro. There's a lot of Milton. There's a lot of great farm markets and wineries. That's another thing that we have in the county. About 10 years ago, I believe we had a dozen craft beverages places, and now we have over 35 between wineries, cideries, distilleries. So that is, and breweries, that is a huge business in Ulster County. And that's, people love to do that. We have wine trails where you can actually, we have 12, it's called the Schwangunk Wine Trail, and you can follow that along in Ulster, and it goes into Orange County. So I would say, you know, you go to New Paltz and you see all the wonderful things there. You have Minnewaska and Mohawk. Then you can go north to Kingston where there's more historic things. It's former state capital. And Saugerties, our northernmost exit, is also terrific with the horse shows and hits horse shows and all kinds of different things to do in Saugerties.
So that's a 9W corridor, basically. Going south would put you, from New Paltz going south, would put you into the Marlboro, Milton area. Also, you got, like, it was in Gomez Millhouse. Is that part of your county?
There's it's right on the border, you're right, between Orange and Ulster. It's just a little, it's a little south of Milton, so that's right there. That's a great place to visit, very historic. And if you go north along the 9W corridor, as you mentioned, that'll take you right into Kingston and the waterfront. And, of course, you're going right by the walkway over the Hudson, so you might, I would suggest that in the fall is the best time to go over the walkway, which is in between Highland and Poughkeepsie, so that's a great stop-off point, too.
Yeah, that's excellent. Now, I just wanted to mention that right near that Gomez is the Ben Marl Winery, which I think they got the first license in New York State for liquor, didn't they? Weren't they the first? Were they the first winery? Or
that could very well be.
I got me on
that one.
Yeah, when I wrote, I mean, back in the 90s when I was writing articles and Mark Miller was still alive back then, they said that it was the number one, was first thing on the licenses that they gave out. And also, he was a very famous illustrator in all the magazines, and they used to have a little museum there. I bet they still have some of his art there.
They do, yes.
Yeah, so that, you want to make sure you stop and see that. That's a piece of history there.
And that's a scenic view looking down the Hudson from way up on the top of the mountain where Ben Marl is located. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So you got those a little bit south of Marlboro. Then New Paltz itself, a tremendous amount of shops and restaurants, and it's a college town. You've got quite a bit going on over there. Very active Chamber of Commerce, right? Those guys are always putting on events.
The New Paltz Chamber is terrific. You're absolutely right there. We just had we made a presentation, Ulster County Tourism, earlier in the week, and they have a very active chamber, and we work very close with them. They finished off a couple weeks ago their signature event, which is called the Taste of New Paltz. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to do that in the Ulster County Fairgrounds. They have a number of restaurants and vendors that come, and so you might want to circle that on your calendar next September.
Good. September every year. Okay, let's all mark that down. That's an excellent thing. And when you go out the flats, there used to be a Walkerview Farm. Are they still there? That was a great little farm stand.
Still there. It does a great business. And, you know, one of the things that is really drawing a lot of people now is that we're opening up, you mentioned Walkerview View, that farms, that there's the rail trail system is going right from the walkway over the Hudson, and people are now able to hike and bike along this rail trail that goes along 299 and goes right into New Paltz, and then it goes out in the flats.
Wow.
And it's quite a beautiful paved trail, and you can go with your bike, and it, when it's all done and completed, eventually it's going to be a 75-mile rail trail system from the walkway of the Hudson all the way through New Paltz, Kingston, going up along. We talked about it in the past about the Route 28 corridor, go up there to Shokan Reservoir and all the way up to Mount Tremper. So that's something that is bringing a lot of travelers to Ulster County.
Wow, that's fantastic. So that's something a lot of, if you can't walk, that's all right, you can drive. There's lots of driving capabilities. Water Street Market is near the Wellkill View Farm also. It's a nice place to go with all kinds of shopping. You got antiques. And then what about, tell us a little bit about Mohonk, because I don't know if everybody knows. It's been there for a long time. It's very, very famous. Historic.
It is. It's interesting. When I go to travel shows, one of the and we go all over the Northeast, one of our banners is a beautiful shot of Mohonk Mountain House, and obviously it's on this pristine lake, and people think it's in shot. Is that in Europe?
Yeah, that's right. It looks like.
It's a beautiful hotel, and it's been around for a long time, over 100 years. And when I say it's a 5-star hotel, I'm not exaggerating. And it's one of the best in the country. They have a world-class spa, beautiful hiking on the grounds, going up to the Gunks. And it's just really something that it's spectacular. And whenever people visit there, it's breathtaking views from off the veranda and the lake, and you can do boating and all kinds of different activities for the kids. So Mohonk is one of our premier, if not the premier, establishment hotel we have here in Ulster County.
Oh,
it's just wonderful,
spectacular. And I'll tell you, they have little observatory kind of like places, like scenic lookout things, like little, they look like wooden, like logs made them, and you can go.
Yeah, little kiosk type.
They're
very distinctive. Yes.
Very interesting. And beautiful grounds are always, you know, things are always spectacular. So if somebody's, you know, listening down in Westchester or in New York, you want to come up here, that's a great place to stay, and you'll have a really, really good time. Great food. Everything is wonderful about it. And then if we continue, I just want to mention Mountain Brauhaus, the restaurant, fantastic.
Yes.
And Lombardi's is over in Gardner, excellent. You don't want to miss those two restaurants. And then if they go over the hill, they might sometimes see somebody climbing a mountain. Tell us about your mountain climbers.
As I mentioned, the Shawangunk Mountain Ridge is world-class rock climbing. People come from all over the world to do it. And when you go across the Wallkill River by, you mentioned the Water Street Market, you can't miss the striking cliffs that we have on Shawangunk Ridge, and it is world-class rock climbing, and it's you'll see people out there all the time, and it's just something that we have a great store. It's called Rock and Snow. That caters to the climbers, and it's something that we have some of our most breathtaking scenery is along the ridge, and it's really something to see these people scaling up and down the cliffs. Not something that I'm going to drive, but it's
fun
a beautiful
to watch.
Picture.
It's fun to watch, yeah. And if you follow that road, it kind of snakes up the mountain. Ellenville has, isn't there like a Sam's Point? Is that still available?
Yes.
Tell us about Sam's Point, because that's a...
Sam's Point is one of our most scenic parks. You're right. If you go from Minnewaska, you take 4455, and you go over the cliffs and Shawangunk Ridge, and then you get 209, you go into Ellenville. And then once you get into Ellenville, Sam's Point's about 10 minutes away, and it's, again, breathtaking park, all kinds of trails. And I tell you, this time of the year, you need to get there early, because people are just coming droves, and it's just a wonderful place to kind of relax and take in all the breathtaking scenery that it has. So that's one of our most popular areas for recreation, and people really like it. There's a nice visitor center there. You get all kinds of information. So it's really something that for decades has been a huge attraction in Ulster County.
Is there a cave there where you can go inside or something?
Yep, we get caves. It's just... It's a refreshing place, you know, like sometimes if you go in the middle of the summer, you know, hot and humid to how the weather's been, and you go there and it's just, you know, a little cooler and
cool
people
breeze.
Really love
yeah.
Yep, cool breeze, exactly yeah. Right.
And when you're going through Ellenville, there's a place called Cohen's Bakery. Make sure you stop and get some bread at Cohen's Bakery. It's really a great little bakery there in, maybe that's Monticello.
No, you're right.
Is that
it's in Ellenville? Yeah. And there's a great restaurant row now. In Ellenville, and there's a Mexican restaurant called Gabby's.
Uh-huh.
Also, regionally, one of the best farm-to-table restaurants is Aroma Time Bistro. They have a very well-known chef and owner, Marcus Giuliani. So, and we have the Shadowland Stages there now, which is world-class. We had John Cleese, the comedian from Monty Python, produce a direct a play there, and I saw it. It was fantastic. So they have some great entertainers there.
Is that year-round, the theater?
Yes. Well, now that they've upgraded the theater, that now they're able to do it year-round, and it's really attracted a lot of famous actors, and they love to come there and do their, you know, sort of an off-Broadway play, and it's really. Like I said, John Cleese produced his directed his new comedy, and it debuted in Ellenville. So it was sold out for 3 or 4 weekends. So it was really Shadowland Stages does some amazing work.
Good. I have to tell everybody listening, try to get onto Ulster County's mailing list because you send a really, really nice calendar, Rick, every month. And I'll tell you, it makes it so easy for me to just look at everything that's going on in the county for, you know, I can plan ahead and put it on my calendar and make sure the days are open when I want to go there. So probably they could sign up on your website, I would think.
Yes, all they need to do, Marietta, is go to our website, which is ulstercountyalive.com, and we have all kinds of information on the website, all the events that are happening, and it's our calendar events is called Trending. You can click on that, and there's a place where you can fill out a form, and we'll be happy to send you free of charge our monthly mailer. And it's 4 pages chock full of events and anything that you can do in Ulster County. So believe it or not, it's 4 pages, and there's some stuff that we have to leave out.
Yeah.
There's so many things happening in the county, but fortunately we can put it on a website if we can't fit it on that 4-page mailer. So that's a place to go, ulstercountyalive.com.
They want to check that definitely both places. And now let's see, we were talking about Shadowland Theater. Let's segue into Ulster County Performing Arts Center and move up to the Kingston area, and that's another really phenomenal theater operation. Maybe tell everybody a little bit about UPAC.
Yes, UPAC has undergone some major renovations too. The lobby and the added bathrooms, and I know the air conditioning and the heating system has all been upgraded, so there's a lot of really excellent programming there. The nice thing about it is they're affiliated with the Bardavon Theater, so in Poughkeepsie, so they have great acts coming in all the time. I know one of your favorites was there not recently. You love ZZ Top, right?
Yeah. Wow, they were there. Isn't that something?
Yeah, they put on a great sold-out show. There's all kinds of entertainment there. And the nice thing about Midtown, where UPAC is located, there's some nice restaurants, right? So you can come in. You don't have to venture far. You go to a restaurant and park right near, have dinner, and then go over to UPAC. So it's very popular, and it's becoming more and more popular as they've made significant improvements to the theater.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, if you're in Kingston, you got to go to Dysling's, and you got to buy one of their eclairs, or they've got phenomenal bread and baked goods. They also have a little restaurant. That's another don't miss it when you're in town kind of a place. That it's worth the trip. You know,
sure, yes. And also Dysing's not only has the one in the one has been in Uptown all these years, but they have one in Midtown now, which is basically right across the street from UPAC. So they've expanded to that. So there's all kinds of, you're right, chocolate German cake is something is one of the things that, oh my God, it's just so good.
I'm
going
to have to check that one out.
Yes, you should.
That's good. Now, tell us about the train that's up there too. You've got some really great attractions in Ulster County. What about a train ride? Bring grandma on the train too.
Yes. Well, the Catskill Mountain Railroad has all kinds of themed rides, and they're particularly big in the fall. And, you know, Tommy the Tank and all the, and there's different types of, there's a fall foliage Catskill Mountain train, and there's things in the winter around Halloween. So what, it's based in the Kingston Plaza. And then you go out, you know, there's a 4 or 5 mile ride on the train. People love it, you know, the steam locomotive and everything. So what you need to do, I would encourage people, if they want to ride the Catskill Mountain Railroad, they really need to go on our website. Just go on to CatskillMountainRailroad.com. And I think it's CMRR.com, because it is very popular, particularly the weekend. So you don't want to be shut out. So that is one of the things that, you know, you're right, kids to grandparents, all ages love that train ride. It takes them back to a different time. The grandparents can talk about when they, you know, the trains were so popular in the country. So it's certainly very popular, and our restaurants and business love it because it brings a lot of business to the county.
Oh yeah, fantastic! Kingston's also got great shopping in the Stockade area. There's a lot going on. We've got about 5 minutes. I want to move up to Saugerties. That's your antiques center, right? You have a lot of great antiquing up that way.
Yes, you know, about 10 years ago, Saugerties in one of the publications was declared one of the coolest small towns in America. So one of the things, Tom Strazzeri, the owner of Hits and Diamond Mills, has really done an amazing job with economic development there by bringing his horse show and Diamond Mills Tavern. And so what had happened, you know, Saugerties was always a nice, was busy, but now it's really busy, and because of Diamond Mills and the Hits horse shows, a lot of new shops and antiques, upscale antique places, and clothing, and you name it, have opened up in Saugerties, and it's a beautiful little village. It's right, again, it's conveniently located right off the New York State Thruway, so it's easy to find, and a lot of great restaurants there.
Oh yeah,
and
restaurants.
There's all kinds of things going on in Saugerties. We've had the Garlic Festival there for years, and it's drawn 45 to 50,000 people to Cantine Field. So Saugerties is really a hot commodity right now, and it's easy to walk around and navigate. You can park your car in one of the municipal lots and just walk around with all the stores, and most of them are located downtown, so it's a really cool place.
Yeah, and don't forget Krause's Chocolates. You got to go get some chocolate at Krause's. You'll never be the same. It's great, great chocolate.
You're on top of this food stuff, Mary.
Let me tell you, that was fun, because I'd be out, you know, we'd be delivering magazines, or I'd be going interviewing people. This is over, you know, 20 years ago when I was young. And, you know, you get to see these unique places, and it's like, wow, look at this. And you want to share it with everybody, because once they go there, they're going to want to go back every year. So it's a good thing. If you go out, we go Catskill Corners, maybe... and some of the little towns, Margaretville, those are all great little towns to drive.
Yeah, the Route 28 corridor is not that far from Saugerties. You can go up the back. There's a back route there. You can go right into Woodstock, and then you take your, you can wind your way into 28, and that'll take you up to Phoenicia and Mount Tremper. You could stop off. I believe we talked about the new Rail Explorers, non-motorized pedal thing that really has taken off in Ulster County. It's right along the old rails of the Catskill Mountain Railroad. People have been raving about that. It's been open since Memorial Day. Then you can go up, and about a half hour from there is Bel Air. We're running out of time, but the winter, we'll have to talk about that. We have the Bel Air ski area, and you go over the mountain, and you do go into Delaware County and Margaretville and Andes and all that. So it's a really a great trip, in the, whether you do it in the fall or the winter.
That's right. Margaretville, Andes got a lot of great little shops. And don't forget, Bel Air, you probably can buy season tickets. Start thinking about them now, I would think.
It'll be right around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. Rick, we covered a lot of territory. But I urge everybody, they could check your website out. They could, give us a phone number if somebody wants to bring a bus group, because sometimes you get a group tour kind of thing.
Yes. Actually, the number you can call me direct is 845-340-3568. We'll set you right up. If you don't remember that number, it's just easy to go on UlsterCountyAlive.com. All our contact information from me and my staff are on the website. And if you don't remember UlsterCountyAlive.com, you just Google Ulster Tourism and you'll find it.
Yep, 845-340-3568. 3568. There we go, 3568. All right, that's good. They want to plan ahead if they're bringing a bus group.
For sure.
Rick, thank you so much for coming on, and I hope you have a wonderful fall, and hopefully we'll touch base, before the holiday season. That'll be great, too.
Anytime. Love to do it. Always nice talking to you,
Marianne. Okay, have a good
weekend.
Well, that's a wrap for today. Bye-bye.